This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado Army National Guard will be deployed for the first time since World War II. The 70-member unit is going to the Middle East for about a year, joining with the Vermont Army National Guard. The last time a Colorado infantry was deployed was to Dachau concentration camp in Germany. A private departure ceremony is tomorrow in Colorado Springs. Governor Polis announced today that teachers and child care educators can get the COVID vaccine starting Monday, February 8th. Polis says people aged 65 to 69 will also be eligible then. Jill Connell is a music teacher in Fort Collins who is immunocompromised.
I'm very, very excited to be able to have some reassurance that now I can maybe teach a little bit more of what I want. I've been very shy and afraid to do what I need to do because of that.
Polis says it will take 2 to 3 weeks to vaccinate all educators in the state. Traffic deaths in Weld County dropped 40% last year. The sheriff says there were 18 traffic fatalities last year compared to 30 the year before. Officials say the reduction comes from increased enforcement of speed limits on rural highways. Authorities say they handed out more traffic citations on rural roads in northern and southeastern Weld County. Mostly clear tonight for Denver. It'll be mostly cloudy for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Lows along the Front Range around 25 degrees. Rain and snow for Grand Junction. Snow showers for Vail. This is CPR News.